disability actions in other sections of Te Paitata. Te Paitata also includes commitments and specific actions related to tangata whaikaha disabled people in other sections of the plan. While not all sections of Te Paitata have specific disability actions, the expectation is that the disability leadership will work across the health system to ensure tangata whaikaha disabled people are considered in all areas. Specific commitments and actions include Section 1, a new health system focused on people, valuing the voices of consumers and whānau. Build a platform with disability communities and whaikaha, Ministry of Disabled People, to include diverse tangata whaikaha, disabled people voices in the design, delivery and performance of the health system. A strong workforce whānau. Implement programs to grow the numbers and diversity of the health workforce, including Māori, Pacific and tangata whaikaha disabled people, to meet demand by addressing critical workforce gaps as identified by the Workforce Task Force. Developing an inclusive leadership and culture. 1. Increase the number of tangata whaikaha disabled people in leadership and decision-making roles across the system. 2. Establish a national dedicated tangata whaikaha disabled people strategic leadership team. Strengthening the use of health insights and intelligence. 1. Establish intelligence and insight leadership that ensures te ao Māori, mātauranga Māori, Pacific and tangata whaikaha disabled people's worldviews are reflected in the use of health intelligence. 2. Implement a nationally consistent system of data capture, analytics and intelligence that supports the use of health intelligence and insights to ensure equity of access and outcomes from all health services across Aotearoa. This will include 1. The Patient Profile and National Health Index to identify tangata whaikaha, disabled people's experience of health. Section 2. Priorities for improving health outcomes and equity. Kahu taurima, maternity and the early years. 1. Provide education and support providers with education and resources about care for disabled parents and parents welcoming babies with impairments that aligns with the principles of enabling good lives. Oranga henengaro, people living with mental distress, illness and addictions. We will focus on better mental health for tangata whaikaha disabled people to ensure our services communicate and work with them. Section 3. A unified health system. A unified, smarter, sustainable and equity-led health system. 1. Implement regional equity accountability measures to set clear expectations that specialist and hospital services are responsible for achieving equitable outcomes. 2. Reform transport and accommodation support with a focus on people who are rurally based, those with disabilities and all other people who need to travel to complete treatments. Outbreak response. The National Immunisation Unit will work with public health units, Māori and Pacific health providers and disability sector leads to develop immunisation initiatives that suit the needs of local communities. Health infrastructure. Establish accessibility standards with the disabled community for all new builds, new contracts and new services including transport and mobility options, and develop a plan to make existing infrastructure, services and environments compliant with new standards. Pacific Health. Support Pacific providers to identify and address the health needs of priority communities, including youth, the Rainbow Community, older people, tangata sa'ili malo, the collective of families, carers and people with disabilities, and those with lived experience of mental illness and addiction.